'Tis the season to be jolly and ring in the new year. Many persons will be hosting events of a celebratory nature, and it's almost a given that partygoers will be rocking until about 4 or 5 a.m. But while partygoers dance the night away, there are others who are more interested in hitting the sack with the hopes of zero disturbances. While the nocturnal economy thrives, others may not be so supportive due to loud sounds that are more than capable of becoming an annoyance. So, how do we strike the balance?
We would like to encourage persons as best as is possible, if you're going to have parties, especially during this season, perhaps to use areas that you are away from residents, because we get a lot of calls about the noise issue. Because while some of us want to party and make money, there are those of us who want to sleep. So we have to be mindful and try to balance that.
Senior Superintendent of Police Karina Powell Hood, who is attached to the Community Safety and Security Branch. Here's what you can do to create a win-win outcome.
I've seen, for instance, where persons have gotten letters out to their neighbors, to persons in the community, perhaps gotten something like a petition signed to say that they are in agreement with the party being held. And it is for us as the police now, when we do our investigations, to say whether or not these are genuine cases where persons accede to having the time extended.
If by any chance you may be wondering if the police can be flexible, they are open to dialoguing cases where there are no clear or present dangers presented to public safety and security.
We also need to take into consideration that it's not only about the issue of noise, but we may have information or intelligence which suggests that parties going beyond a particular time will create more vulnerabilities. We have to look at the whole issue of how people get back home. We have to look at the possibility of any other kind of criminal activity taking place in the area. The law speaks to the sound not being audible beyond 100 meters. And during the week, the cutoff time would be 12 midnight. So if the person calls before 12 midnight, a part of what we do when we respond is to go to 100 meters from either side or right around to see how much the noise is.
How will the police respond if they receive a phone call and the sound is audible beyond 100 meters?
If it is that it is excessive, then the police will ask the persons, the sound operators, to turn the music down. And if it is on a weekend, they're allowed to go up until 2 a.m. But just the same, it has to be that it is played in a manner not to disturb persons within that periphery.
And even if you have the permission document from the police, but it's past the specified hours on party day, you will be asked to shut down your systems. Listen to what will happen if you don't comply and didn't have a permit.
We ask as well that if they don't comply, if the sound operators, the promoters, don't comply with the noise level, that the party will be shut off and, if necessary, equipment seized and they'll be prosecuted. And if the permit didn't exist in the first instance, well, you definitely will be prosecuted. So if you're playing at 10 o'clock, it doesn't matter. If you don't have a permit, you will be prosecuted.
Senior Superintendent of Police Karina Powell Hood, who is attached to the Community Safety and Security Branch. So while you party or operate the sound system for a party this holiday season, bear in mind that the police will be taking a zero-tolerance approach to dances held without approval, music being played beyond the cutoff time, music causing a nuisance to the public, events held in the streets impeding vehicular and pedestrian traffic, use of firearms at these events resulting in injury or death to patrons, and use of drugs at these events. The police will also be on the lookout for improper parking which creates congestion, breaches of the National Solid Waste Management Act, that is, improper disposal of garbage, abstraction of electricity, expression of lewd lyrics by disc jockeys, and attendance of children at events with adult content. So be sure to observe the law and have a joyful, airy Happy New Year.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.